Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Dr. Patricia Green back on the show. Patty is a friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, somebody who works awfully hard every day and has now for many years on behalf of entrepreneurship in America. We're actually around the world. Some of the projects she's worked on, many of them have been global. She's working hard for small business owners. And when, you know, once you're through the entrepreneurial stage and now you're just operating, she continues to do that. She's a professor at Babson College, as I mentioned earlier, but also her new job, she's on loan to Goldman Sachs as the National Academic Director of Goldman Sachs' 10,000 Small Business Initiative. We'll get her back another day to talk about that. But she's one of my favorite folks. Patty Green, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's really good to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. What you got on your mind today? You got some research that you want to talk to us about?
I do. I have some current research, and then I have some upcoming research, too.
All right.
So two different things to talk about from two different groups, which I think makes it fun, too.
Well, let's do the current stuff in this segment. Is this the Guardian Life Index?
It is.
Yeah. Tell us what that was all about.
Well, Guardian Life Small Business Research Institute has a very unique way of learning from entrepreneurs about what they're thinking and what's important to them. So it's an intensity measure that really captures how they feel about things. And the groups come up with six factors that seem to separate differences between more successful, those that have grown more entrepreneurs than those who haven't grown. And notice, I didn't say characteristics. This is not the born entrepreneur thing, which
right.
you know I am not,
right.
I don't believe in. But the way people can be, so we call them factors, six different factors that separate those that have grown from those that haven't.
So you think, these are things that if you watch two business owners, one of them sort of just continues to muck along, and another one sort of seems to break out. These are things that the breakout business owner tends to exhibit.
That's a perfect way to put it. Absolutely perfect way to put it.
So what's the first one?
In no particular order today, I'm going to start with one of my favorites is collaborative.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people think about collaborative, a lot of times they think about inside the company.
Mm-hmm.
So it is about delegating to some extent, that type of thing. But it's also about learning to work with other companies and with your customers and with your suppliers in different ways so that the boundaries aren't as strict.
Yep.
Just being more innovative. Guardian Life uses a very nice phrase about creating opportunities for others. And I think that's a very neat way to look at your business and your world.
You know, Patty, in 1998, I started looking into the 21st century. And I told my audience in those days that I believe the three things that we were going to have to get better at in the next century was leveraging technology, networking, and the third one was building strategic alliances. And that's what collaboration is all about. You're comfortable with other people contributing and you contributing to them. You don't feel like you have to hold all the reins to everything.
The perfect way to put it, Jim. Yeah, and if you like the three things that you just said, then you're going to like the next one, tech savvy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is about understanding technology, but then also really understanding what technology you do need and what technology you don't need. This gets into a nice one about,
that's the reason, the media. That's the reason why I didn't say better at technology. I said better at leveraging technology.
Exactly.
It's a tool. You got to be able to use it. And all right, so go ahead.
No, it's funny. I once asked a very prestigious professor for the definition of technology, and he, in a very British accent, said, "That which separates man from nature." So I've always tried to figure out.
That's good.
What,
I like that.
So those are our tools, and the leverage is exactly the point, understanding. There's some interesting gender differences inside Tech Savvy, too, where women came out stronger in some surprising areas, which you don't always think about when you think about technology. So I think we have to reorient.
I'm glad you said surprising and not me.
I can get away with this.
You can get away with it. I can't. So what were you surprised about?
I just said it came out stronger in some areas of technology. The not surprising part was it was on more of the social media areas where technology and media connect.
Right.
So I think that makes it a little more.
I bet the women were better at that, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, they were. It's the relationship building piece there of social media.
Right.
Where they came out.
And women are also better at collaborating than men are.
Often. Often.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes,
Patty, to a fault, because sometimes you have to stop collaborating and pull the trigger. You have to do it. And that's one of the things. Men tend to pull the trigger too quickly. Women tend to wait a little bit too long.
You know, I think I have to think about that one, Jim. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I'm just trying to think about why collaborating has to mean you're not pulling the trigger in time.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Well, all I mean by that is if you continue to seek collaboration, if you continue, that's a symptom of a lack of confidence.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
And that's what I mean by that. And every woman expert on the show, every female woman business expert on the show agrees with me when I say that men often have too much confidence and women often have too little confidence. And that's both genders need to work on those two things.
Well, you know, it's interesting. This morning, I'm actually down in on Palm Beach right now at Wall Street Journal's Women in the Economy Task Force.
Right.
And I'm going to be the subject matter expert on women entrepreneurs tomorrow.
Right.
And I know the question of self-confidence is going to come up.
I've asked every woman expert on the show, every woman who is a woman expert I've had on my show, and as you know, Patty, I've had dozens and dozens and many, many interviews, and I've said if I could give women one thing and one thing only, I would give them an extra shot of self-confidence, and every woman I've said that to has agreed with me.
I'm sitting here and smiling. It makes absolutely perfect sense.
And that's just tough love. That's a little bit of tough love, Patty. And guys, you know, I say, you know, it's our nature, Patty, to say, I can do that, when maybe you should have stepped back a little bit and ask a few more questions. Patty, I'm going to take a quick break, and we're gonna talk about some more of these folks. These are fascinating findings. Patty, tell us how we can find them. You want to give us a website?
I do. Can I do it when we come back?
Yes, you can.
Well, actually, I'll do it when we
come back. Have you got it quickly?
Nope.
Okay.
Get it.
20 after. We'll be right back. I know you can't wait for this website, folks. It's going to be exciting right after these messages. Dr. Patricia Green is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.